This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks. And we're not playing. Why aren't we playing? That's why we're not playing. Now we can play.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Boyd's gun stocks. These are, they're almost pieces of art because of the way they do the finish and some of the other things. I mean, if you've never seen one, never laid eyes on one, that may seem a little far-fetched for you. But trust me, ergonomically, this is the superior edge to a rifle. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. And this conversation we're going to talk about right now is brought to you by Taurus USA. Fighting for your Second Amendment rights, that's taurususa.com. Supreme Court on Monday, and I talked about this briefly. Well, not really. Not that much. I haven't spoken. I don't know if I've spoken about it at all now that I think about it. They declined to hear a civil rights lawsuit brought before them by the Cal Guns Foundation and the Second Amendment Foundation, according to Reason. The two pro-gun groups decided to challenge Alameda County, California's zoning laws that effectively ban gun stores, saying it violates county residents' Second Amendment rights. The National Shooting Sports Foundation and the Cato Institute filed amici curiae briefs with the Supreme Court. The NSSF argued that restricting a person's access to ammunition and firearm safety training is essentially infringing on that person's Second Amendment right to protect his or herself. They wrote, it is well established the Second Amendment protects the fundamental individual right to keep and bear arms, which extends to state and local governments. See Heller, 554 U.S. 570. See also McDonald versus City of Chicago, 561 U.S. 742. As the Ninth Circuit in-bank panel recognizes, includes a right to purchase firearms and ammunition. Texaria 873 F3rd at 673-76. However, rather than accept what is implicit in Heller, that there is an ancillary right to sell firearms, ammunition, and related services, the Ninth Circuit pivots and concludes erroneously that the Second Amendment does not confer a freestanding right to sell firearms. Despite a number of opportunities to do so, there has been no guidance from this court since 2010 on how lower courts should evaluate laws which infringe on Second Amendment rights absent such guidance. More and more courts are emboldened, like the Ninth Circuit here, to treat Second Amendment rights as a second-class right subject to an entirely different body of rules than other Bill of Rights guarantees. For those engaged in the lawful commerce in firearms, ammunition, and related products and services, a disturbing trend has emerged in recent years due in part to the promotion of model laws within cities and counties in California and other states. Three, to adopt more and more restrictive zoning regulations directed at firearm sellers. Four, such zoning laws can be extraordinarily effective tools to severely reduce the number of, or eliminate altogether, firearms and ammunition dealers from the local landscape. In firearm-unfriendly areas in California, for example, in which there are many, all that is required are a handful of like-minded city council members or county supervisors to adopt arbitrary or worse, carefully drawn distance limitations, or other zoning regulations, which will have the desired effect. Thus, in the still of an otherwise dreary Planning Commission meeting, purveyors of firearms, ammunition, and related services are zoned out of existence by restrictions and buffer zones of varying sizes, which have no relationship to governmental interests such as public health and safety. The Cato Institute argued that the Ninth Circuit diverted from previous precedent when they decided on this case. A little bit of the backstory, if you will. In 2017, the Ninth Circuit sided with the county, saying that no historical authority suggests that the Second Amendment protects an individual's right to sell a firearm. Lawsuit was initially brought forth when John Texeria, Steve Nobrega, and Gary Gamaza formed Valley Guns and Ammo and began looking for a location throughout Alameda County. Their store would have been the only guns and ammo store in the area to also offer firearms training and certifications, gunsmithing, and consignments. Reason, the website, explains the difficulty the three partners had when looking for a location. They write, finding a location was difficult. An Alameda County zoning ordinance singles out gun stores by imposing extraordinarily strict rules. The location must be 50 feet away from any residentially zoned area, from any elementary, middle, or high school, from any preschool or daycare center, from any other firearm retailer, and from any liquor store, bar, or restaurant where liquor is served. The true motive here was to, you know, outlaw gun stores. But the three men managed to find a location that complied. That's the funny part. It was over 500 feet from the store to the front door of the nearest home, and Alameda Zoning Board approved the application. But then came the complaints from the anti-gun activists, and the county changed its policy to require a distance of 500 feet from the store to the nearest area that was zoned for residential use. That made the distance from the store to the nearest home 446 feet, which the county said was not enough. Yeah, let's just rewrite that. You're good to go. Go for it, fellas. Oh, on second thought, some guys don't like it that much. So, maybe we should not do that. Now, according to Justice Clarence Thomas, who submitted a dissenting opinion on Sylvester versus Becerra, it is apparent that the Supreme Court refuses to hear anything related to gun rights. And that's going to have to change, folks. He writes, if a lower court treated another right so cavalierly, I have little doubt that the court would intervene. But as evidenced by our continued inaction in this area, the Second Amendment is a disfavored right in this court. The right to keep and bear arms is apparently this court's constitutional orphan. Because I do not believe that we should be in the business of choosing which constitutional rights are really worth insisting upon. Heller, super at 634, I would have granted certiorari in this case. And the same principle applies here. This fully illustrates the need for another justice to come from Trump land. Fully illustrates it. If you don't think so, if you don't believe it, if you've been sitting around going, elections don't have that many consequences, do they? Well, they do. And the judiciary, which is appointed by the president or by the administration, like this entire Ninth Circuit, for example, well, the Heller decision, the McDonald decision, they're just about being rendered mute, which is exactly what they want to do. They want to find that there is no individual right. And if they can find there's no individual right, that there's only a collective right, guess what? Guess what that means? Guess some of the things they will try. This is the kind of stuff we can't allow. So, once again, elections matter. They always matter. They have always mattered. And we are going to have to see to it that some more constitutionally minded justices get on the court. No more Elena Kagans. No more Sotomayors. Some jurists. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups?
Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This next conversation is brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters, protecting your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at crossbreedholsters.com. The leftists, they lay special claim on so-called millennials, the latest class of brainwashed zombies to roll out of their four-year indoctrination factory, who are programmed to be even more leftist than their predecessors in favor of things like social justice and men pretending to be women and increasingly confiscatory gun control. And can you imagine how threatened they must be by one of their own who turns against them? Goodness. I'm looking at a picture of a young lady wearing a fresh white dress. On the top of her little, what do you call the four-cornered hat that is a graduation hat, the flat hat? On top of it, it says, come and take it, and on her back is slung an AR-10. I believe her name is Caitlin Marie, yeah. She celebrated her graduation from Kent State by posing with this AR-10. She stated that she wants the right to defend herself. She further schools people in the fact that an AR-10 is no more an assault rifle than a pistol, not having the ability to fire on automatic. This is a leftist nightmare. An attractive, articulate, millennial woman, not only standing up for the right to bear arms, but actually modeling with her weapon. Goodness. She's actually making the exercise of Second Amendment rights fashionable, which is why she is such a danger to the left. Now, predictably, the left can't understand the difference between a criminal having a gun and a law-abiding citizen carrying, I don't know, a gun. Coming from Justin Schneider, we get this. The point is that unarmed students don't need to be victims if literally one experienced armed person is present if when something happens. That's the whole point of all of this. Gun control doesn't work, isn't enough. Look at Chicago. Justin gets it right. But then we get this one. The whole point is that you can't fight violence with violence. Making guns more common isn't going to decrease gun violence. It's common sense. Then we get gun owners don't want to increase gun violence. I, for one, just want to be able to defend myself to my loved ones from a bad person with a gun. It's better to have an armed good guy around, is what I'm saying. I can't say the name because they've got some, bad words in it. The good guy with a gun is a myth. The idea that you'd be able to do anything with a public shooter other than maybe shoot a bystander or get yourself shot by police is idiotic. This isn't the old West. You're not Annie Oakley. Welcome to reality. Caitlin Marie, the young lady who posed with the weapon. I have no apologies for my graduation photos. As a woman, I refuse to be a victim, and the Second Amendment ensures that I don't have to be. Then we get William Thoughtspear. And he spells thought in a way that makes me wonder about him. A white student at a school with a gun. How original. I still remember when Twitter wasn't a thing. Oh, well, those days are long gone, I guess. I think what young Marie is doing is the very best way to fight for our Second Amendment right in the court of public opinion. For the leftists in big cities, this is a cultural thing. They simply aren't used to seeing people carrying a weapon. The more citizens of all walks of life that post photos of themselves with their weapons, the more accepted it might become, or so the thought pattern is. And here, this is where I agree with the left. I want to see a lot of diversity. I want to see photos of young men with guns and women with guns and black people with guns, Hispanics with guns, Asians with guns, Jews with guns, all smiling as they look into the camera and normalize the carrying of a gun by Americans. They might even popularize it. As an aside, not just content with running your life. The left wants to micromanage Spotify. Spotify, the music streaming service. The notorious Southern Poverty Law Center is advising the popular music streaming service on hate content. According to Spotify, hate content constitutes music that expressly and principally promotes, advocates, or incites hatred or violence against a group or individual based on characteristics including race, religion, gender identity, sex, ethnicity, nationality, sexual orientation, veteran status, or disability. But they admit that they're not going to apply this policy universally due to differing cultural standards and sensitivities. So this means they're only going to censor music that's offensive to the left-wing activists instead of to devout Catholics. And this also has to do with the expulsion of R. Kelly and his music from official Spotify playlist last week. R. Kelly is obviously not a white supremacist, but he is someone who stands accused of sexual misconduct, so this makes his music worthy of the boot, even though he hasn't been charged in a court of law. That move has inspired the left wing to call for more mainstream artists to be banned from Spotify due to accusations of sexual misconduct or sexist lyrics. So, goodbye, Red Hot Chili Peppers. So long, Eminem, Nelly, Aerosmith, Ted Nugent. There's a group out there called Ultraviolet. Every time a famous individual continues to be glorified despite allegations of abuse, we wrongly perpetuate silence by showing survivors of sexual assault and domestic violence that there will be no consequences for abuse. And that has a cultural effect far beyond one individual artist. That coming from Ultraviolet. So the original point of eliminating hate content was to target white power rock. And now it's a rule that can be used to suppress the music of artists that run afoul of left-wing activists. Which, does this mean that they look at the purveyors of pop music today as some sort of paragons of moral behavior? There's a whole bunch of convicted drug dealers and murderers and other criminals in the music world. Both rockers and rappers have flaunted their rebellion against the standards of society as part of their music and brand. But hey, they want to micromanage what you listen to now, in case you missed it. We're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. This conversation is brought to you by Rock River Arms, protecting your Second Amendment rights. This is Rock River Arms. Check them out. RockRiverArms.com. Had to clear my throat. So, all major leftist policy positions have one thing in common. Normal people like you and me are always supposed to pick up the checks that leftists write when running their mouths about caring and kindness. Some of these are very annoying, like how the answer to the looming crisis of it may be being slightly hotter in 100 years or colder, it doesn't matter, is that you ditch your SUV and ride on a bus where and when they tell you, like a sucker. Some of these are expensive. Have you ever heard a leftist say, gosh, maybe instead of taxing hardworking people's earnings to pay for countless giveaway programs, perhaps we should insist that these Dem-voting freeloaders, chiselers, and layabouts pull their own weight. I've never heard that. Some of these, shockingly, require that you die to please the left. Except, thankfully, militant normals are getting tired of the left demanding that they give up their livelihoods and lives to make people who hate them happy. Look at guns. Normal people like guns. They like having them. They like shooting them, and they especially like how they're having their guns can prevent criminals and tyrants from murdering them. Except the left doesn't like guns. They don't like us having them. They don't like us shooting them. And they don't like us having guns to prevent criminals and tyrants from murdering us. They would really prefer that we be able to be murdered. Now, this is where we hear our leftist pals start whining about Stormy collusion emollients calls Logan Act, wait, not Logan Act, because Kerry violated it. Mueller, Stormy, yes, Stormy. For a moment. And they start whining that they don't really want us to be the victims of as yet unpardoned felons slash Democrat voters. But it is reasonable to assume that one intends the reasonably foreseeable consequences of one's preferred policies and the reasonable foreseeable consequences of normals being unable to defend themselves is normals getting robbed, raped, and or murdered. Which is a risk that the left is willing to take. They're happy to take it. They want you defenseless. You know all those countless stories about good guys with guns who protect people? The ones that the New York Times tell you don't exist and not to believe your lying eyes about? Leftists would prefer that these stories go, a mother was murdered in front of her kids today, rather than a mother capped an ex-con with a born-to-lose tat on his forehead when he threatened her and her kids. I personally like the capped one myself. This is the consequence of the nightmare they seek to impose upon us. Leftists, who, inept gaslighting aside, really do want to take your guns, want you to be without a means of defense, and this necessarily means you are willing to accept the risk of death, yours, not theirs, that comes from being defenseless. That is, they are totally cool with you taking the risk of encountering someone who doesn't care that guns are illegal, or who just plain stronger than you and who wants to hurt you or worse. In short, liberals are eager to accept the risk of you getting killed in order to get and obtain and maintain their gun-free utopia. Or more precisely, they want a utopia where normals are gun-free and where the leftist elite maintain a monopoly on force. You think their security is disarming? Michael Moore chance. Plus, you guys being disarmed strips you of your last straw veto over oppression. That disarming Americans means that you're also rendered defenseless against leftist tyranny is a feature, not a bug, not an unintended consequence. Now, if they really wanted to do something to stop gun killings, they would empower the cops of the big blue cities, for example, and to sweep through the gang-infested war zones of Chicago and places like that and rid them of criminals. But they won't, because they don't hate the guns or the gangsters. They just hate you individually. Just ask them. They always have plenty of awful things to say about normal people like you. When did you last hear a Democrat politician muster up the same level of outrage about criminals that they muster up about you? Probably back in during the time when JFK was alive, wouldn't you think? This also applies internationally, and the transnational leftist elite pushes the same kind of you first suicide pact. Look at what's happening to our staunch friends in Israel. Trump scandalized all the right people by keeping America's word and relocating America's embassy to the capital of our allies. And so the freak show that is Hamas decided to send their brigades of brainwashed mental defectives running into Israel looking for blood. And Israel reacted exactly how you react to a human wave of howling 7th century savages. They opened fire. And good on them. The Israelis are good guys. Hamas are the bad guys. And if you don't want none, don't start none. Democrats, who refuse to attend the embassy ceremony because there's nothing they hate more than people standing up against third world barbarians, were fake outrage then. Their media puppets went into overdrive. It was horrible that Israel was using violence to stop people trying to butcher them. We're done with the bleeding for the liberal feels. One of the beautiful aspects of the Trump revolution is that America is no longer afraid to take our own side and the side of our allies in a fight. What about the baby who died of tear gas? Well, that was a lie, like everything in the media reports about Hamistan. But gone are the days when we could be suckered into pretending that kind of slander was an indictment of Israel. Now, the first question on normal's lips is, what kind of dillweed brings an infant to a riot? I think that is a perfectly viable question. I think that is one of the best questions to be asked. What kind of fool brings an infant to a riot they intend to participate in? I would pity the poor leftists if it weren't for all the other stuff they're still trying to do, because the normals no longer feel like cooperating with them. This has to be frustrating for the superiors in leftist land. This has to be infuriating. This has to, you know, how are they going to get to this point that they have meticulously planned on? This has been going on for, you know, since 68 with the Gun Control Act and everything else. And, you know, by now, Pete Shields, I'm sure if he was still around, he'd be like, I thought guns would be banned by now. How dare we normal people refuse to die to make a leftist feel better? Sometimes it's good when they feel how awful goodness is, isn't it? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Did you catch that on the way out as I was trying to go all J.O. Barr on you, John Milton? The Paradise Lost. Abashed the devil stood and felt how awful goodness is. Which is not the entire quote, of course, but I like that part of it myself. Recently, Robert Mueller has told the Trump legal team that the president probably cannot be indicted. That's a really nice way of saying, hey, leftists, you guys lost that gambit. Lost it. You lost that whole thing you were trying. Now, ever since Trump won against Clinton and the Democrats, the left has been convinced that there was something at play to cause this event. It couldn't have possibly been because of politically tone-deaf Hillary Clinton, that she would lose because of that. How could a woman with no charisma, an economic agenda, or political skill lose? How is that even possible? How could a woman who wrote off half the country as deplorable racist lose? Now, you know the answer to that. But for the left, it had to be the Russians. The mocking of the GOP over Russia being our biggest geopolitical rival was relegated to the trash can. Now it was the neo-red scare, a Russophobia that was both unhinged and unwarranted. Democrats now considered any contact with a Russian an act of treason. If you had some Stoli vodka, it was treason. It was totally insane, but it was also insanely entertaining to a degree. Did the Russians try and interfere in our elections? Probably. Do we interfere in other countries' elections? Definitely. As a matter of fact, we do so with a higher level of sophistication. But the Russians did not have anywhere near the level of sophistication that the left thinks that caused Clinton to lose. There was no altering of vote tallies. It was primarily a bunch of memes run into Facebook. Ad campaigns that devoted little money given the length of the campaign and how much money that was spent during this period. Still, there was allegations that the Trump campaign colluded with the Kremlin to tilt the election. In July of 2016, the FBI began its counterintelligence investigation into the matter. This probe cited the Trump dossier, a piece of partisan campaign literature compiled by former MI6 spook Christopher Steele, which was funded by the Clinton campaign and the Democrats. And the Clinton campaign contracted Fusion GPS, who then hired Steele to dig up dirt on Trump. The left, up to this point, has been bracing for collusion to be confirmed. They wanted all the nastiness to come out in order to stop Trump. The resistance waited in eager anticipation of something devastating, something impeachable to drop, and nothing ever did. It was an endless string of nothing burgers, and now we're being told that Special Counsel Mueller, who took over the investigation in May, told the president's legal team that Trump cannot be indicted, citing a DOJ memo that stated it would be an unconstitutional act preventing the executive from efficiently carrying out its duties. Then there's Rudolph Giuliani that, I've been sitting back. Everybody, he came on. he came on sort of late in the game. And, he started saying some stuff that a lot of people were saying, wow, he's really throwing Trump under the bus. But, I mean, when you look at the way things have worked out, it's sort of making me wonder how much of that was actually real. Giuliani himself is a former federal prosecutor and mayor of New York City. He also told Fox News that the Mueller investigators had not responded to 5 information requests from the president's team. This forced Trump's legal team to push off making a decision about whether the president will sit for an interview with the special counsel, a decision they had hoped to reach by today. The precedent that federal prosecutors cannot indict a sitting president is laid out in a 1999 Justice Department memo. Giuliani told Fox News that Mueller has no choice but to follow its guidance. Giuliani said the case is essentially over. They're just in denial. On Twitter, somebody said, one way to break the news to the resistance that 2 years of leaks and reporting to the contrary, they've got nothing. So, in early April, Mueller reportedly told the president that while he's under investigation, he is not the target of a criminal probe. Later in the month, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein also told the president he had nothing to worry about concerning the Russia probe or the investigation into his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, who is under the microscope for possible bank fraud and FEC violations concerning payment he made to porn star Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential election over her alleged affair with Trump back in 2006. Now, over at NBC News, they said an exception can be given. always clutching at that straw. They reported, during the final months of the administration of former President Bill Clinton in 2000, the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel said in a memo that the indictment or criminal prosecution of a sitting president would be unconstitutional. Neil Katyal, acting Solicitor General in the administration of former President Barack Obama. The administration's top courtroom lawyer wrote the current special counsel regulations as a young lawyer in the Clinton Justice Department in 1999. They specified that a special counsel shall comply with the policies of the Justice Department for whom Mueller works. Katyal said on MSNBC's The Beat with Ari Melber in February that means that Mueller is bound by the 2000 Justice Department memo, but that he can seek exceptions. Katyal said, this old opinion from 20 years ago does preclude in general the Justice Department from indicting a sitting president for constitutional reasons, but an exception can be given. Just because it can doesn't mean it's going to, left. And I doubt that we'll see such an exception that will be executed in this affair. So overall, this could be the ballgame. And concerning Congress, of course, they can impeach. Democrats are trying to position themselves to do that if they retake the House. Their base wants it. The progressive wing of the party wants it. The low energy exhibited from leadership on this front is for political purposes. Representative John Conyers was forced to resign over sexual misconduct claims last year. He was a ranking Democrat in the House Judiciary Committee. Representative Gerald Nadler, a reported constitutional scholar, has taken his place in the chance that there's a showdown between Congress and the White House. They're still getting ready for this fight. But, you know, that old Sun Tzu thing, the best fight is the one that you don't have to take. How can we avoid it? Come out and vote and keep the GOP in power. But this game here, this game looks over to me. Absolutely over. And, well, gosh. Once again, you've lost, left. Leftists, Democrats, you have lost yet again. That's got to be getting to you. That's got to be getting to you. Makes me wonder. Makes me wonder how depressing it is to be a leftist today. Not that I want anything bad to happen to them. I really don't. You know, to me, they're just a bunch of misguided Americans. Even though they want to kill us, I take comfort in the fact that they can't kill us with words. And, you know, if it comes down to it and they get a little too rough and, you know, enthusiastic about doing some things, well, hopefully it would only take a few of them to go down to make them understand this is not a good idea. This is not a good idea. That would be my hope. But we'll see. We'll see. Hour number two is coming up. We're going to be joined by Zach Campbell from AR 500 Armor. That is in hour number two. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 Armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 Armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 Armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500Armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.